This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative officials say they're putting their plans for a new independent community hospital in Lake Halley on hold for now. The organization has decided to prioritize the completion of its efforts to fully reopen the former HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital site in Chippewa Falls amid increasing demand for healthcare services. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative purchased the site in 2025, planning to use it as a temporary facility until their new hospital in Lake Halley was completed. The organization has partially reopened a number of critical services at the former St. Joseph's site over the last year, including wound care and the cancer center. Officials say they still plan to open the new hospital in Lake Halley and will move the equipment from St. Joseph's to that site when completed. A new timeline for when the Lake Halley Hospital project will be completed has not yet been announced. The health cooperative is also pursuing a $10 million loan from Chippewa County to help fund the reopening project, and if approved, the former St. Joseph's Hospital site could be fully operational again by next summer. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit the Chippewa Valley this week. According to White House officials, President Trump will visit Chippewa County on Friday in an effort to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. He's expected to discuss a wide range of issues during a roundtable with local farmers, which include delivering lower input costs, opening new trade markets, and reducing regulations. White House officials say he also plans to promote the creation of rural opportunity zones, offering tax incentives for those who invest in rural areas. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Congressman Derek Van Orden visited a dairy farm in Elk Mound this week. According to a WQOW report, the two participated in a roundtable discussion at Gilbert's and Family Farm, covering topics like rural healthcare access, nutrition, and providing economic support for farmers. Both also expressed optimism that the proposed farm bill, currently awaiting a vote in the Senate, will eventually pass. Funding under the current farm bill is set to expire in September if a new farm bill isn't approved by then. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that recently uprooted a Wisconsin family and forced them to move out of the U.S. The American Immigration Council's Nanaya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around by bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family-friendly events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. President Donald Trump is heading to Wisconsin this Friday, his first visit to the state during his second term. Trump will travel to Chippewa County, where White House officials say he will speak about efforts to lower costs for American families, open new trade markets, and reduce federal regulations. He's also expected to promote the creation of rural opportunity zones, a program offering tax incentives for investment in rural communities. And on June 13th and 14th, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will host its 2026 state convention at Monona Terrace in Madison. Democrats from across the state will come together to hear from Democratic leaders, attend training sessions and caucuses, and conduct official party business. Wisconsin's Republican Party held their 2026 state convention back in May. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Another win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Another early start leads to an 8-3 Brewers victory over the San Francisco Giants. Christian Yelich, Jackson Churio drawing walks. Then Jake Bowers at bat in the bottom of the first.
Bowers had tried to center. Back it goes. It is gone. A three-run homer for Bowers. That's number 10.
Back-to-back changeups and a fastball down the middle, and he didn't miss it.
Jake Bowers on a tear.
Bowers leads the team in home runs this season. Pat Murphy.
His at-bats today weren't the best. You know what I mean? His first one was fantastic.
Game 3 of the 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, Josh Jacobs back at Packers OTAs.
He'll be out there today.
Has any of that been a distraction, or is it?
I would say business as usual.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another dry and warm day today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a shower or storm late, lows near 60. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms appear likely, with high temps in the mid-80s.
Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.